Hello again. It's Monday, the third day of our trip. This is going to be short because it's late at night and I've got to get up very early in the morning. So I'll tell you a couple of things and then maybe I'll tell you more tomorrow. Before I tell you about today, I wanted to play you a little bit of sound from last night. Remember, I couldn't find some of the students' sound last night. And what I wanted to play you was something from some of the things that Larky told us after her story. One of the things that's really interesting is they really do care a lot about water conservation here and about wasting water and so on. And it turns out that the local government is especially serious about it. So serious that, in fact, you can report your neighbors for violating water rules. And here's what Larky told us about that.
If I want to complain about somebody wasting water, I can call the city and they can take my call anonymously. They can come by and leave a warning note on the people's door saying, we have witnessed that you are wasting water. It's running into the street. And water here is not supposed to run off your property into the street. So even when your yard, like our neighbor's yard, slopes toward the street, they have lots of grass there. So all that, when the sprinklers come on, a lot of it goes in the street. That's technically illegal. But it takes somebody calling the town and then the town coming out and giving them three warnings, and then they'll ticket them.
She told us something else very interesting about the government looking into how people use water. And it has to do with swimming pools and the West Nile virus. The West Nile virus is a sickness that is carried by mosquitoes. And so if mosquitoes have the sickness and they bite people, then the people can get sick. And so you want to make sure there aren't mosquitoes around. Well, mosquitoes like to breed in pools of water. So if you have a swimming pool and you don't take very good care of it, then mosquitoes might breed. And so here's what Larky told us about that.
But one big problem here is Maricopa County has a huge incidence of West Nile. Why? Where do the mosquitoes come from? They come from swimming pools not being taken care of, and they stagnate, and they get the mosquitoes. So they actually have helicopters that fly around and look for brown and green pools, and then you get, a fine. Because they have to, because we have this huge incidence of West Nile virus.
Pretty interesting, isn't it? Okay, well, today we mostly heard about ways in which water is transported from the places where the water originates to places like Phoenix and Tucson, where there are most of the people who want to be using it, or the general area. We started out, though, in what's called a decision theater at the university, Arizona State University. And it's a place where you go in and you put on 3D glasses, and there are screens almost surrounding the whole room, and they can show 3D versions of, you can take a tour through the city, or you can go down and look below the ground at the aquifer, and they can show you ways of looking at scientific questions in three dimensions. And that's pretty interesting. And they also had us do a little exercise where we tried to figure out how to do some of the problem solving that city planners would have to do, having to do with water. And then we went to the two main agencies that have to do with transporting water around in Arizona. One of them is a private company that was started years ago by a bunch of farmers, and they actually control the water from the Salt River, the same water that we went rafting in. And they talked about how they control and distribute the water and how they get it to their customers and how they pump some of it down for groundwater. One of the questions I asked them was, well, we were rafting yesterday. How long will it be before you're drinking that water? And he said it would probably be a couple of days before that water made it all the way down here through the various reservoirs and dams and so on and turned into drinking water. So we might see that water again. I don't think we'd recognize it, but we might see it again. And then we went out to a government agency that controls water coming from northwestern Arizona, from Lake Havasu. So this is really water that would otherwise be going down the Colorado River to Nevada and California and Mexico. And they transport this water across Arizona, hundreds of miles in an open channel, and it's moving about 4 miles an hour, this huge amount of water flowing. And that's just how they do it. And the person there told us a lot of interesting things about why they do it that way and what the alternatives are and what they're trying to do to plan to prevent water shortages in the future. And he let us see the control room where they control all of this flow of water. Now, we couldn't go in, but we could look through some big windows, and there's a map of that whole section of Arizona and little lights everywhere that represent the different pumping stations and gates and so on and so forth. And we could see how they monitor it, and when alarms come up because maybe it sensors not working or a gate's not opening or something, and how the people respond to that. And that was really interesting. And then we had a lovely dinner, pizza and pasta and salad. And we came home, and some students did a skit about the Decision Theater. And I'll tell you about that when I get home. It was a lot of fun. And now it's bedtime. Good night. Oh, wait, there was one more thing I wanted to play for you. While we are at the university, some of the Terrascopers went around and interviewed people on the street, including some university students and other people around there. And I wanted to play you a little piece of a conversation that I thought was pretty funny. Our person was asking one of the students at the university what she thought about tap water and drinking water. And here's a piece of their conversation.
Because this water is too dirty. Nobody drinks the tap water. Like, it's just disgusting.
Where does the water come from?
It comes from the tap.
Okay, now, good night.